Blog Talk Radio. Amen, brothers and sisters. I will begin with a word of prayer, and then we're going to have a reading, and we will open the line for our brothers and sisters. So let us have a word of prayer. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for his mercy, endure it forever. Heavenly Father, we come to give you thanks for this day that we see today, another day you have blessed us to be here on the prayer line to fellowship and worship, that we can come together, Father, on this prayer line, my brothers and sisters, that we have been worshiping, fellowshipping together for years. Father, thank you. Thank you for the love that my brothers and sisters show towards one another. I want to thank you for each and every one that show love towards me and all others. Now, Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless us as we are here on this prayer line. Lord, the word of God, the word of our Father, Jehovah, Father, allow us to speak your words, nothing of us, but Father, let your word be manifest among all men. Show us thy glory as I will read from these scriptures. Father, I'm asking for the Holy Spirit to lead and guide, teach us what thou would have us to know and understand. Bless us tonight, Father, that my sisters and brothers come to tell of your goodness, what you have done for them. You have blessed them. You have used them to go spread your gospel, your teaching, and you just giving your word and allowing the word to manifest the love of God in our heart and our mind, to give you all praise, honor, and glory. Father, I thank you. Thank you for this prayer line. Blessed be the name of our Father and the Savior. Oh, Father, we glorify thine holy name. We ask you to bless your word. We lift this up to you, Father. This is your word, Lord, that we read. And we ask that your name be glorified. And, Father, I pray for each and every one that come to join this prayer line tonight. Bless each and every one. Teach us and help those that come to share. Help them, Lord, to be humble and to be able to not be afraid to give you praise and to tell of your goodness, because you deserve all the praise. And that's what you love. You love praise. So now, Lord, as I praise you on this prayer line, because it's nothing but your grace and your mercy that has carried us through on this prayer line, Lord, thank you. In the name of our Savior, Yeshua, which is Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I have a blessing reading tonight. And it's, you know, I've been looking at the Ten Commandments. And, you know, we study the Fourth Commandment a lot. But, you know, we're going to look at the Third Commandment. The Third Commandment, what our Father have given to us, these commandments he tell us. You know, when I do my study in this Bible, from front to back, our Father is telling us obedient, righteousness, sin not, turn to forsake sin, turn away from the sin. He just constantly repeating the same thing to us. So I want to read Exodus chapter 20, and I'm going to read verses. I'm going to read the third commandment. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For the Elohim, brothers and sisters, Lord means Elohim. It means the God. For the Lord thy God am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me. Have mercy. How could you hate the only one that can give you breath, that can give you food, that can give you anything that you need to survive? How could you hate? And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not, well, that's the one I want to do. I want to do, I think this is with the third. Let me just take a second here. I think I read the second commandment, and 3 through verses 6 is the third commandment. It's the second commandment, but I wanted to read that one, and I wanted to read the third, the second and the third. And it said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And I wanted to stop right there. So to the book of Psalms, it gives me some verses in under that. I went to the book of Psalms, and Psalms 97, verse 7. And if you would like to get it, but I'm going to read it. I'm going to read this, brothers and sisters. Psalms 97, the Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the islands be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. You see what he says? Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemy round about. His lightning enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord, the whole earth make sure I got the right page. Whole earth. And the heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confound be all they that serve graven image idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad. The daughter of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all earth. Art thou exalted above, far above all gods? Yea, that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivered them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sworn from the righteousness, and gladness upright in the heart. Rejoicing in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. And brothers and sisters, when I read Psalms and see how our Father says that thou shalt not bow thou thyself to them nor serve them, for he is a jealous God. And rightfully so. Let me tell you something. If I am the wife of Brother Ray, and if I would go do something, should he not be jealous? So God is a jealous God over us because we're doing things that's not of him. So I just want to thank him for his word. I want to thank him for the love that he gives to us and bless us all throughout today. And I just bless his holy name. And I will begin to open the line for my brothers and sisters. Amen. And, let me just say, welcome, brothers and sisters, to Advent Light Ministry. And I just want to say to my brothers and sisters, We want to welcome those that are far off, that's overseas. We want to welcome our brothers and sisters from the past. I'm hoping that that our brothers and sisters would join us from the past and continue with us throughout this time, because you know we have been blessed on this prayer line, and now that God has saw us through to get to another year, we are truly blessed. We've now been here since and the 2012, and now we're in 23. So thank God for that. I'm going to ask my brothers and sisters to press 1, and you can share your testimony, what God has done for you this week, because I know he has blessed. I know we are all in the land of the living. We're still here, and we see his goodness. So I'm praising him for being on this prayer line to be able to speak. You know, that someone didn't make it throughout this day, this hour. And Sister Leola is here to be able to praise God, to thank him for what he has done. I'm giving him thanks, sisters and brothers, because he said in his word, he said in verse 6, he showed mercy unto thousands of us that love him and keep his commandments. Sisters and brothers, let me say this. We have to practice. We are practicing. We are striving. We are, and you know, you can't stop. We got to continue to press forward. And he is a loving God. So let me just share as I was reading the verse. When he says that, amen, amen. I just want to thank God for you joining. Welcome to Advent Light Ministry. I was just reading the third commandment, brothers and sisters. We just had one to join us, and I'm going to open the line. I want to thank you, and I will open the line for 985-232, and I'm going to open that line, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, sisters and brothers. It's Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for all the blessings and watching up on all us while we sleep and waking us up in the morning. What an awesome God we serve. Just want to thank him because I've just been watching him on yesterday. It was a good sermon. It just gave me spirit. Was talking upon it touched base a good subject. I know it was great. I just can't remember right now. But God is good. It was a good message. I would like to read a prayer. And it's always, the devil always in the way when you want to read something. I was doing another study, and the whole phone dropped. I said, well, I'm not going to give up. Okay? Lord, you are great and limitless, God. It's amazed me that despite your indefinite presence, you choose to take notice of me. Thank you for not forgetting me. Help me to never forget that it's you. Your love that causes you to see me so that I may fall to snare of pride and temper to turn to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Listen at that. I'll never forget him, not from all the bed of afflictions I went through. I could never forget him. And another thing, sisters and brothers, I won't forget his love, not closing my eyes and seeing his son on that cross and watching the movie, seeing how they beat him skinless. And, you know, I just can't forgive him. And every time I try and, you know, and do too much, I think about him. I say, oh, God is too good. And you see, he said his love is great and limitless. And he's good to us. So we just want to get extra prayer for all our brothers and sisters on the line and off the line. Sister Power in Jamaica, where she's doing, helping the communities and doing her mission. And all the other brothers and sisters that go out and do their commission. I ask the Lord to watch over them and keep them safe and be with them and keep them strong and healthy, including my family that does the job for the Lord. And I just want to pray for my sister Tamika, because I know she left to move, and I forgot to give extra pray for her. I pray that they had a safe trip, but they're living and they're happy. And I just want to give prayers to the homeless, the sick, and all those in the nursing home and wherever they may be that they are confined, and continue praying one for another and loving one for another, so that we may start somewhere and get to know God very well, because he loves us limitless, and we want to love him limitless. So we have to start somewhere by doing his work. Amen. Brother John.
Yes, Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. I'd like to say hello to my sisters and brothers on the prayer line. And I just want to say God is almighty, and God is everything. You know, he's everything to us. And like I said, we come from a long ways, and still have a long ways to go, but we know that we have a God up above that's going to guide us and protect us. So I just wanted to say that if you have anything negative in us, just let it die, like let hatred die. I'm going to say let anger die. Let bitterness die, you know, let madness die, jealousy die. Just let it all die before we die. Get it all out of us so we can go to a better place. So God bless. Amen.
Oh, preach, Brother John. Preach, Brother John. Let hate die. Let bitterness and let envy die. All these things must die, Christ said. Thank you, Brother John, because that we cannot harbor in our heart. Those things must die as we live, and we live in Christ. So thank you so much, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on sharing. You know, Sister Brenda and Brother John, I just want to thank God for you on this prayer line, because I know that you have been consistent on the prayer line, coming and sharing and testifying, and know everything that you give from your heart, you know who see it? Your Heavenly Father see it, and he knows. He knows it. So I just want to praise God that you and Brother John can come here and support the prayer line. And it's such a blessing to hear you growing, hear how God is blessing. God is truly blessing you and Brother John. You all are coming through with prayers and testimonies and sharing, and those things is being glorified. So I'm thanking you for sharing that. And may the Lord truly open up the doors for you. So I'm the next, brothers and sisters, if you don't mind pressing 1 and I can open your line. Amen. I'm asking my brothers and sisters. I want to just thank Brother John and Sister Brenda for sharing. Amen. Amen. Okay, no one has pressed one yet, but I want to just, I need to play a song just right quick. I need to give Brother Ray something, so just give me a moment. I'm just going to put this song on to so I can help my husband with something by God's grace. My brothers and sisters, you can press one so I don't have to put a song on. So Sister Tamika on, she can, I'm going to let her hear her testimony, because truly Brenda and Brother John, she have moved and they safe now. They're in the place now. They just trying to find their a place to live. They're trying to find them an apartment. So keep them in prayer. But I open up Sister Tamika line and she can begin to give us a song. Sister Tamika, give us a song at this moment while I get something together. Amen. Sister Tamika?
Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. Can you hear me?
Give us a song. Yes, give us
okay,
a song.
Sure. Praise the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son. Who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of love, to every believer the promise of God. The veil is offender, so truly believe, that moment from Jesus the pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has trained us, great things he has done, and great are rejoicing through Jesus the Son. Both purer and higher and greater will be how wonder our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, that the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. And give him the glory, great things he has done.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Leola. Thank you so much for opening my line, my beloved. I do have a Bible scripture to read, if it's okay. I don't know if you have time.
Amen.
Amen. I would like to read Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5, if I can. Amen. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. thank you, my beloved sister, for opening my line. And I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory because he is so worthy to be praised. And I thank the Lord for bringing me through another week. I thank him for the blessed Sabbath. And I thank the Lord for bringing me here to Florida, safe and sound. And I just want to ask for prayer requests to lift up my beloved brothers and sisters on this prayer line this evening. I'm praying for each and every one of us tonight. And I ask that you please lift up my family as well, my children and my grandchildren, and to pray for all of the SDA churches around the world and the youth and the sick, the homeless, and the poor and the lame. Thank you so much, my sister. God bless you, and I love you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for your song, Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. And brothers and sisters, I also want to thank Sister Tamika for reading her scripture. You know, as we are here on this prayer line, we are here to praise the Lord. The Bible says God loves praise, and let us give him praise in all the glory because he deserves all our praise. He created us, and he knows all about us, and he protects us, he keeps us. He does everything for us, and we are so blessed and grateful to his love that he gives us. Amen. And brothers and sisters, if there's anyone else would like to share, we will open your line if you just press 1. Amen. Amen. Let us open this line, 804-238. Your line is open. You can give us your name. Amen.
Yeah, this is Sister Kata. Good evening, everyone. I want to thank God for getting us through another week and for providing for everyone. And I want to thank him for the forgiveness of sin. And I also want to do a prayer request for my little grandson, 4 years old. His name is Jamar. And he has a cast from his waist all the way to his ankle, and I want to, and he can't do any walking or anything, so he has to be this way for a month, and then he has to have surgery on his leg. He broke the main bone in his leg that all his weight goes on, and the bone that moves the leg, so he can't do any walking or anything, and he has surgery in a month's time. So I want to keep him in prayer and that the Lord will heal him from autism and seizures that he has also. And keep his little twin brother, Hakeem, in prayer as well.
Amen, amen. Oh, Sister Katie, I'm so sorry to hear that. Let us, I'm going to open the line. Powell, she pressed 1. I know she want to give a prayer for this child. Oh, let us open Sister Powell.
And
so
give
me just
also,
Go ahead.
Keep his mother and father, this Dominique, my son, and Autumn, the kid's mother, in prayer because there's a lot for them to deal with, too, and they struggling between work and whatnot and trying to take care of the of him like this. It's a bit of a struggle for the both of them. So keep them in prayer also. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sister Kate. You know our love goes out to you, and especially those babies. Those babies been our babies since they've been here in this world. So, Sister Powell, I'm going to ask Sister Powell to lift them up in prayer. And brothers and sisters, as we know, we always need more prayer and more power. We asking that each and everyone can be in prayer with us, talking to God for this child. This baby needs to be walking again and playing. You know a child loves to play, and he likes to, you know, run. So let us lift this baby. Let us lift Sister Katie, baby, because I know her heart is aching for her grandchild. Amen. Sister Power, your line is open, and let us go into prayer for her.
Amen.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, beloved, good night again. This is Sister Powell. Glad to hear Sister Katie. We heard about the situation, and we have been lifting up Kimar, I think, in prayer that, you know, God will open his, God will work a miracle, because we know that God can do all things, and all things is possible. So let us all bow today as we are going in prayer for this little baby child. All right? Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves little Kimmer in this world. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven. Father, we come before you to give you thanks and praise for your presence, that we can gather at this welcome table to give you all the praise that due to you. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you for providing for us, and that we can come with our petition and have faith and trust that you are able to hear and to answer our cry. So now, dear Lord, we are presenting Lika Kibar to you, both Sister Katie, Dominique, and his mother, little precious one. Lord, he is precious in your sight, and I do love him. Yes. Know you love him. You pick up Lika Kimar in your hand, and you look up in his little face and his little eyes, and you said unto them when the disciple was struggling about that, leave them alone. And you said, suffer these little children to come unto me. And you prayed for these little precious jewels. You blessed them. And mothers and fathers were coming from all over, bringing their little ones to you because you love them so much and you want to see them strive. So, Lord, this evening we present little Kimar to you once more. You know everything about him. And because we know you are the great physician, the healer, sympathizing Jesus, who we know that you are able to heal, just to be at his presence, just to be by his word, to speak his word. And Lord, we know he is going to be made whole. So one day, soon and very soon, little Kimar will be running again, Lord. You know, he will be walking, he will be running, he will be talking, and he will be sharing. Lord, this little child is a child on this line. For this line, he was born on this line, my dear, our dear beloved. And Father, they go through great tribulation. But thank you for a praying grandma, a grandma that can present them to you. So this moment, dear Father, we know that you hear our cry. And she's asking you for prayer for Dominique, her son. You know everything about him and the children's mother. You know everything what they're doing. And Father, we leave them in your care. We ask you to touch them, comfort them, give them the words that they may study and feed upon your word. Because, Father, we are living in a hard time. A time, dear Father, where it is rough and rough, getting rougher and rougher. But the only hope we have is in you. So thank you, Lord, for hearing. Bless this project, this program tonight. Sister Leola leading out. And bless each and every one that we will have a grand time with you, sharing and giving you thanks for everything in Jesus' name. With thanksgiving, amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you in your son Jesus' name for the healing of this baby. Thank you for Sister Powell prayer. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for lifting this baby up and the parents and the grandmother. Thank you so much, Sister Powell. Oh, we just have the, you know, when it comes to these little twins on this prayer line that we've been praying, and we saw what God did, Sister Powell. He got twins walking and talking, and when they couldn't do nothing for months, And Sister Power, it was a glory. It was a blessing. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I know he's able, Sister Power. He can do it. And I know that this baby will fight because God gave him that strength. Oh, praise God for that. Oh, thank you. I'm so glad that we can come together on this prayer line, my sisters and brothers, and lift up one another, our children, each other. It is truly a blessing. So now that Sister Power is here on the prayer line, we want to allow her to share a testimony which she is working herself there in Jamaica. Let me tell you, sisters and brothers, one servant, I'm going to call Sister Power, one man servant is pulling together men and women and allowing God to lead her and teach her. And I'm telling you, the work is getting done. I'm telling you, God is so good. So, Sister Power, we're going to allow Sister Power to share. Amen.
Yeah.
So, Sister Power.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. Thank you, Sister Leola. And thank you all for listening. And thank you, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on Advent Life. Because without you, I couldn't do nothing. Without Christ, I couldn't do nothing. But without your prayers, I tell you, your prayer is just like a push. You know, because when you pray for what Sister Powell, do what the Lord is doing to Sister Powell, I do know, I feel every one of your presence. So I thank God. And I just want to let you guys know that the mission that you have sent Sister Powell to do with the help of the Lord, God have been moving, my dear beloved. And I just want to give you thanks. Give God thanks. This is just a one little praise report today. You know what, the other day, whether it came into my mind, my dear beloved, you know, I've been sharing the message to the church. I've been sharing it to the community, the children, and everyone who I come contact that Jesus is coming. Repent, Jesus is coming. And the other day it came in my mind. And my dear beloved, maybe if my Burkholm veins wasn't giving me a little problem, not problem, I give it thank God to God, I would be running from out the police station to in my area just to be sharing Jesus is coming to repent, give your life to God. And this thing has been coming to me over and over and over, right? But I've been sharing it. So this morning, my dear beloved, we were going down Rosie Project. This is Project 2. And eventually, we went there Thursday and do a little black blaying and finishing some black pockets. And my dear, we had one bag of cement leave with some material. So we plan that we will be going down there today, Sunday morning, by the team. A few of my teeth, but three especially out of the teeth. They doesn't like to hear noise, and if they are working, my dear, they focus their mind, their heart, their soul on what they are doing. So you don't hear any talking. All you're going to see is working, work, right? So this morning, we had one bag of cement leave in which the community person promised to drop some cement on the side. So we are expecting that the cement will drop on the side. So this morning I went down early and I called the sister of the lady that we're doing the work and asked her, please, I said, good morning, can you please put the hose in the job that you can fill up with water? I spoke to them two times. Nobody came to me personally. I heard the voice. I saw the husband, and I share it with him. Well, good morning. I just here asking you guys if you could just put the O's in the two jobs, just for them to put the O's, where the O's come from their side, to put the O's in the job to catch the water. My dear beloved, Barry came, one of the team members. I asked him, he said to me, Auntie, sir, I got some board to make the form. And eventually, he got the board and he came up. So I went down now for us to start to do the work. Because I doesn't like to know that they came and I am not on the site. So I came down with my chair, my walking, my cane, and I sat down, I prayed, and asked the Lord guidance on the site. Dear, when we ready now to get the material, that to get the water, look in the job, my dear beloved. I wanted to have just a little can that I'm going to take the water and help them to show that they can mix the material, the concrete. My dear beloved on this line, do you know that the sister or the sister husband did not put the hose in the job for the water to catch? So when I hear, I just hear the thing come over me, Lord, we need to show love. I just say, Burnside Valley, we need to repent. God is coming. I don't know how the words are just coming out. And the word just came out. And it just came out, my dear sister. So we had a little bit in the job bottom. So Barry and Auntie Charmaine took the letter. And then I said to Barry, Barry, you go around the corner and see if you find the hose for me and put it in. So Barry came and he put the hose in and we pull up the job. My dear beloved, those three men, Mr. Moore and Mr. Brownman, with Barry taking the material to them and Auntie Charmaine, a lady. If you saw how that lady worked, she moved up 100 blocks in less than an hour. You know, in less than two hours, she moved up the block to the destination of the men, that the men them could get the block, that total life. And those men work here, baby. And actually, if they had enough material, they would lay the old 100 block in just a moment. I say, just call it a moment. So I am so excited and giving God thanks, my dear. And in the midst of that, you know, a little after they finished, we have lunch together. And after lunch, we went up and we sat down there. And the guys, they were just sharing. And I was just sharing. And you know what they said? Tomorrow we will be coming back to finish the black laying, what they have. And we run out of tile after of block. But while I were here, my dear beloved, you know what? This is so exciting. I got a call from one of my dear grandchildren in New York. Right? Precious grandchildren who will support the project. Called me and said, you know what, Sister Powell? I am at Price Shopper right now, you know, sending off a donation for you to help with the Rosie project. My dear sister, who do that? I did not have any material for tomorrow, my dear beloved. And God touched my dear granddaughter, sister, daughter, and everything that they and her husband, and that they could send a donation to that I could get some material tomorrow to continue. So God is good. So that is my original. That is the song, because I just want everybody to hear. But I'm just excited, my dear. So your work that you have sent me to do, it has been going on, moving. And we are expecting to go to Guysville this week coming, you know, to just wrap up and do what we have to do to the opening. Alex is doing a great job. His birthday had a birthday for this week coming. So I'm asking you to pray for that little man, that little youth, so that God will use him and he will have good counselor. That good counselor will give him good advice so that he will continue to do what the Lord wants him to do. Thank you, Sister Leola. God bless everyone. And thank you all for praying for me.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You see, my sisters and brothers, with God. And Sister Powell, as you were saying that, I got that unction that If God can just pull back the curtain on what you're doing there and whose heart he's touching to come through to do things to help you out, if he can pull back that curtain, Sister Powell, you couldn't be able to take it, because God is moving people to do just what you is needing to do. He's doing that. And also, as you mentioned, Alex, how old Alex would be this birthday? How old is Alex?
19.
Okay, I'm asking you this for Sister Katie. Sister Katie, I know you're still on. I'm asking this question just to give her that confidence. The Bible says that the children will finish this message. And you see how
Oh, yes.
19, just as boy just turned 19 years old, Sister Katie. So God has them children there for a reason, sister. Believe and keep the faith, because these children have come from a serious some problems there. And God has saw these children through. And when these children begin to walk, you know, all I can say is, Lord, praise you. Because now these babies are walking. And they're running around. And you know what? What the enemy meant for harm, let me tell you something, God bringing them through. You just trust what God's will is, if it's his will, to bring these babies through. And they're going to give a testimony. And this testimony, it can show when the time comes. They're going to share, just like Sister Powell shared, all these testimonies that what they've been through. And that's normally how it works. God, just like the man said, and when the people asked, was did his mother sin and cause this unto him? And Christ said, no, nobody sinned. But this was for the time. This thing was for a time, mm-hmm. and that's why God had healed him. Mm-hmm. So that's what I say. Believe and trust. Amen? And we're going to go to the next person. So thank you, Sister Katie, for coming on and just asking. That's one thing about her, brothers and sisters. She will come on and ask for prayer for those babies and sons. So we're just thanking for her testimony. And she have given a testimony how God has blessed these kids. And now she's coming to tell. So we're going to hear the goodness of God and what he's going to do for these children. And just like Brother John and Sister Brenda, what the Lord had done for them. We saw how Brother John was sick and he came and testified. I believe he can do the same. And just as my sister is there, preaching that gospel, Sister Powell is 80 years old, and God is so good. He got her doing all these things, cooking for how many people? How many people you cook for, Sister Powell? 80? 100?
Oh, sometimes we have 80, sometimes we have 60, sometimes we have 70, and it's just growing.
Brothers and sisters, you know when Sister Leola was cooking, I was cooking for like 30 and 40, 50 people. You know, that's work. That is a lot of work. And for Sister Powell to be doing that in her strength and her age today, I was younger. I don't think I would need a whole lot of help to do that today. Cook them big old pots like Sister Powell. She just got it down. So we just praise God for that. For all these testimonies that God is getting the glory. So thank you, Sister Powell, for coming on and giving your testimony so Sister Katie can have the hope, so she know that God is the one who will do it for her. Amen? So thank you, brothers and sisters. Then we're going to go to, because our callers is waiting. So let us open the line for our next caller. And I thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being patient and showing the love on this prayer line. Amen. And we're going to open the next line for our brother, 518-744. Your line is open. And give us your name, brother. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Leola. Yes, thank you for opening my line. This is Brother Rick from Fort Dane, New York. And, wow, what a testimony by Sister Paula. That is just amazing. And, the work that God can do through any of us, whether you have Alex, who is not even 19 years old yet, or just 19, or Sister Powell, who is 80 years old. I mean, that's just amazing that God is using people of all ages, and you know, he doesn't care how young, how old we are, if he can use us. I'm just praising him for that testimony that Sister Powell gave us. And, it gives us courage to continue on. It's good to hear Sister Katie, also Sister Tamiko and her beautiful song, Sister Brenda and her prayer, the prayers that she reads, and then Brother John and his testimony. And, it's just a pleasure to be here. I'm just praising the Lord, sisters and brothers, for another day. God has been good to me. He is a wonderful God, more than any of us deserve. But you know what? He loves us so much, and he is just calling us to love each other as he loves us. And if we continue to call on him, we continue to be in his word, that love will start to fill up our hearts until it overflows and it just goes out to everyone as we hear the brothers and sisters testifying of. So, just thanking him for that. I wanted to read just a couple verses here in Joshua, Sister Leola, and I won't take too long, but then I will finish up here. But Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, thy servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. So I just wanted to read those verses, Sister, and we are feeling overwhelmed, and we are feeling weak, and we are feeling that the things that God wants us to do, we can't do. He says, be strong and of good courage. And he says, if you would observe my law, you would do all that I've called you to do, then he will make you prosperous, and you will have good. And I see that happening to God's people. And they listen to him, and they obey him, and they observe all that he has called them to do, and he makes their way prosperous, even when it doesn't seem like it should be prosperous, and he does. And I am just thanking him for that. It's just a testimony to God's goodness to us. We had a wonderful service yesterday at our church. We had yesterday morning, we woke up to anywhere between 9 and 14 inches of snow on the ground, depending on right around me, just a few miles down the road, they had 14. I only had 9 inches of snow at my house, but we were able to get out. We had one of our faithful members came and plowed the driveway to the church so they could get in, and we only had about maybe 18 people there, which usually we've been having 50 to 60 people. A lot of them got snowed in, and we still had a beautiful service. Just thanking God for that. He is good. He is faithful. And just one prayers for my daughter, Ashley. Prayers for my wife. My wife is doing pretty well. She is trying to get her health under control. She's been having heart problems, and I let people know that. And just thank you for your prayers for her. She is doing better. Still having some issues, though, and but she's looking at steps that she can take to improve her health and maybe get these things under control so she doesn't have to actually went to the doctor, and he wants her to try some new medications, and she looked them up, and they were very dangerous medications, caused a lot of side effects, so she does not want to do that. So I told her, you know what, if we will do what God asks us to do, and he will take care of our health. He says, if you will do all the things that I command you to do, stay away from all the things that I ask you to stay away from, and he would not put the diseases of the Egyptians upon us. For I am the Lord that healeth thee, he says. So let's be faithful in all that we do. And remember, when we have health problems, we can turn to God. He can give us wisdom. He can send us brothers and sisters that can give us counsel and guidance. And then when we receive this counsel, obey the things that he has called us to do, and he will be the one that heals us. Not we ourselves, not medications, not herbs, but God himself will heal us. So let's be faithful, brothers and sisters. I just thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Leola, and thank you, thank the brothers and sisters for all their testimonies and the songs and the prayers tonight. This is going to be a blessed night. So thank you and good night.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Rick. Truly, brothers and sisters, we have one faithful is our Brother Rick. As Sister Power speak of you a lot, Brother Rick, and I can tell you that from what I know, I've been knowing you now for a while. Appreciate you. Amongst all us ladies, Sister Carla, Sister Powell, myself, and all the other ladies that here on the prayer line, know that we depend upon you when you are the treasurer. You don't have to accept that, but you have been faithful to keep that. And brother, I'm going to let you know, Sister Powell, myself, Sister Carla, and all the prayer line really appreciate your kindness that you hold up the prayer line, because it takes more than just the, it takes more than just one, two, three. It takes all of us to be able to hold this prayer line. And you know what? It's not, and we can't say Sister Carla, Sister Leola, and Sister Powell. No, with just us, it wouldn't be no prayer line. We need you. We need our brothers and sisters to make this prayer line, and that we can all come together. And you know what? The blessing of this, my brothers and sisters, is that our Father see everything he see, my brothers and sisters. This is not in vain. He see your faithfulness and your goodness. He see it all. So we are thankful to have each and every one of you on this prayer line tonight, because everyone makes a difference. If, let me just give an example. If Sister Brenda, Brother John, Sister Powell, Brother Rick, Sister Tamiko, Brother Eli, sometimes Sister Carla, but right now, the ones that's on here, if we had not been on the prayer line tonight, Sister Katie could not have brought such serious prayer to this line, and that it was lifted up, and God heard the prayers. So if that not had happened, prayer line was open and that we could come, she would not have been able to bring it to this prayer line. And you know why she bring it to this prayer line? She knows that that's where she been coming from the beginning. And so that's why Sister Leola, Brother Rick, and we all that do this prayer line come and open this line, because we know we have our brothers and sisters that need to come to God in prayer. And we need one another. So I'm praising God for that. Thank you. Thank you for supporting
the prayer line together. And all of us together, that's what knows our heart. And let us be sincere in what we do here. And I am, and I know by your consistent coming on, to come on, to share, and to do what you do, we know that you are sincere in your prayer. So we just want to thank you. And we're going to go into a prayer if there's no one else. We're gonna ask Sister Power to give us another song. We're going to ask her to give us a song before we go into prayer. And Brother Rick, we're going to ask if you can give us a prayer. Will you be able to give us a prayer?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. And by the time Brother Akeem come on, and if I say amen, that means Brother Akeem is on, and we're going to open up this line. But we're going to lift up, brothers and sisters, we're going to lift up one another, children. We're going to lift up what God loves. We're lifting up his word. We're lifting up all his work that need to be done. We want to lift up the mission, the money. You see, God says the wealth of the rich is laid up for the just. So God got money that he can supply what Sister Power need there. He got people that he will send to help build that house. She's not building this house for herself. She's building it for someone else. So let us go into a prayer. Let's get Sister Powell to sing a song, and Brother Akeem say he'll be going around there. So let us open Sister Powell's line so she can give us a song. Sister Powell, give us a special song by God's grace. Let us open your line. Would you be able to?
I am just doing the same subject out my head because right now, you know, I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, kindly will help us. Jesus can bless us all the day long. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus can help us all the day through. Amen. I will just do one verse, my dear. You have to tell Jesus. All right. You say you want me to pray, or Brother Rick?
Brother Rick going to offer the prayer. And Brother Rick.
Okay.
Brother Rick, you have heard some requests, and we just ask you, our brother, God loves you. We love you, and we know that your prayers are sincere for your brothers and sisters. So please lift up prayers for each and every one of us that God will show forth his love to us. Amen. Brother Rick, your line. I'm opening your line.
Amen.
Your
sister.
Line.
Yes. Amen. Let's bow our heads and let's bring these requests to Jesus. And Sister Powell is just saying, just singing, I must tell Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, before we tell anyone else, we should tell Jesus. Before we go to a brother or sister, before we even go to our wife or husband or whatever it is, let us make a habit of telling Jesus first. He will guide us, do the right thing. And so let's just follow the Lord. We come before you humbly, Lord, because we realize that we are nothing in the grand scheme of things, Lord. We are just like a little speck. So, Lord, as we do come to you, Lord, we ask for the forgiveness of our sins this evening. The desire to be cleansed all in righteousness, Lord. The desire that your robe of righteousness, Lord Jesus, be thrown over our shoulders, Lord, to cover all those filthy rags that we are wearing. Father, save us. We will be white as snow. We will be covered by that beautiful robe that you have offered us freely, Lord, if we would just accept. We would follow you, listen to you, obey you, Lord. Father, we are weak. And we need your Holy Spirit to give us strength to follow you. But without your power, without your Holy Spirit guiding us, we would stray away. So, Lord, we are just asking for that Holy Spirit right now to fill us with the very thing. Give us wisdom. Give us strength. Give us peace. Give us understanding. Father, tonight you heard all the requests. We heard Sister Tamika, and Lord, she is down there in Florida. We are grateful that she made it there safely with her daughter. And Lord, you know what her needs are. You know that she is looking for a place to stay, Lord. We just ask that you would bless her with what she needs at this moment, Lord. Give her wisdom, Lord. Give her understanding. Give her the right place for her to stay and her daughter, Lord. Keep them, Lord. We know that she is a faithful servant of yours, Lord. She always comes out and sings and praises you, Lord. So please grant her request this evening, Lord. Father, we're just grateful for Sister Brenda, Brother John. They come on, they always bring a testimony, Lord. They bring you. Sister Brenda is always reading the prayers that she finds, Lord, and this testament to her love for you, Lord. Lord, we lift them up. We lift up their families, Lord, ask that you would guide and bless them, keep them, Lord. Continue to watch over them. Give them what they need. Lord, they're just so blessed to hear Sister Powell tonight, Lord, and her testimony about what is going on in Jamaica. You are moving in a mighty way, using people that there's no reason that they should even be doing what they're doing. But you are moving upon them. Continue. Guide Sister Paula, Lord. Give her strength. Give her healing. Give her peace, Lord. Father, and Alex Nation, as he is a young man, just doing all that he can to get the health finished for this family, Lord. We just pray that you would give him strength, Lord. Continue to work upon his mind, Lord. We pray that he would give his life only to you, Lord. That you would use him in a mighty way as you already have, but you have even greater things. That you would be with him, Lord. Bless Sister Paula's ministry to the other folks there in Jamaica, too, Lord. He is serving them and spreading the good news of your soon return to them. So please continue to give her all that she needs. There. Father, I am just grateful for Sister Leola. She's faithfully hosting this line for so long that you've used her in a mighty way to make sure that our prayer line is open, Father. Please be with her, Lord. Her husband, Brother Ray, her son Jarvis, Lord, who lifted up prayers so many times for her, Lord. Father, her daughter Nicole, and each one of her grandchildren, we pray for them, Lord. Father, convict them of your goodness in every moment, Lord. May you bring Brother Jarvis out of that life that he is in. Father, we have prayed for that so often. Lord, we know that you have heard. We know that you will answer. You have answered. Lord, we haven't seen it yet. We're just patiently waiting. Give us patience that we may wait upon you. Those who wait patiently upon the Lord will see his mercy and his grace. We are patiently waiting, Lord, when our patience will thin. Please give us an extra portion of that, Lord, so that we can continue to wait patiently. Father, I'm just grateful for all my brothers and sisters on the prayer line, Lord. We haven't heard Brother O'Neill in a short time, Lord. We just lift him up to you. We didn't hear Sister Carla tonight, Lord. We just pray for her and her family, Brother O'Neill's family also. Lord, so many people represented here. And Father, for each one of our listeners, we didn't hear Brother Eli tonight either, but we do lift him up because he is always faithfully coming on and requesting prayer for his mother, his friends, Lord, so many people, and even himself. We just do lift him up to you. Lord, a faithful listener also, Father. And Father, those who didn't call in, we just do lift them up. Father, especially when I lift up Sister Katie to you, Lord, she is crying out to you, Lord, for the healing of her grandson. A special little person, Lord, special in your eyes, Lord, because you formed him. And he is in his mother's womb, Lord, you said, you formed us. And Lord, you formed him. Lord, you have a plan for his life, Lord. We just do ask for healing, for grace for him, Lord, that you would bring him through this trial that he is in right now and be with his parents as they are having to deal with this also, Lord. It takes a lot of energy to deal with these things. When you see your children going through these things, Lord, that it hurts the heart. Ask that you would give them a double portion of your strength. Guide them, bless them, Lord. We thank you for Sister Katie, who is always faithful in lifting them up in prayer, Lord. And she is faithful in sending funds to the prayer line, Lord. We just do thank you for her and for the things that she is doing. Lord, you said that you will bless those, even when we don't realize that. Realize it, Lord, you are blessing mighty ways. Lord, we ask for blessings for our speakers, Brother Akeem, Lord, who's brought so many wonderful messages, Lord, messages we have learned so much. And you are continuing to use him, continuing to call us to higher standards, a deeper relationship with you, and a greater love for our fellow human beings, those who we come in contact. Brother Akeem has brought these messages week after week, Lord, so please bless him and his family, Lord, his mom, his dad, ministry there in the Pasadena Church in Maryland, Lord. We just lift him up to you. Lord, as I think about this, Lord, I'd like to lift up my wife to you also, as she is... Lord, she is looking for ways to improve her health, Lord. We know that you give us wisdom to be able to do that, Lord. Please bless her as she follows your counsel, and not the counsel of the world, Lord. The counsel of this world has gone astray, Lord. We just want to listen to you, not that, Lord. Be it my daughter Ashley, Lord, all of my things. Each one of them to you and myself, Lord. It's only by your grace that I am here today. I do nothing good on my own. It's only because of you that I do anything good. Lord. So please pray that people would not look at me and praise me for anything good, Lord, because whatever it is, it all comes from you. Guide us and bless us this night. And may we be humble servants of yours to whatever you call us to do, Lord, whatever that is, Lord, just to remember that if you call us to do something that we don't have the strength for, we don't have the wisdom for, the knowledge for, you will give us whatever we need, Father. Bless this prayer line, this person on it tonight, Father. Thank you. We praise you, dear Lord, for your goodness to each one of us,
Lord, we are trusting in you that you will bring us through every trial, all the way to that last day. Lord, we will hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the kingdom. Lord, we are here just looking forward to those words. Thank you. Keep us tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want to thank you, Brother Rick, once again for that blessing prayer. And now, my brothers and sisters, Pastor King James is here with us, and we will open his line, and he will bring us the message this evening. So let us, 301-640, your line is open. Amen.
All right.
God bless.
God bless. All right. Well, glad to be back with each and every one of you this evening, and praise the Lord for the prayers that you all have had, and just the time that we could spend together in God's Word today, and good to hear each and every one of you on the prayer line, and I pray that as we go into this subject, that it will be a rich blessing to us. We're going to study the sixth seal, and we're going to connect it, and we're going to look at Bible prophecy. Study out the sixth seal to gain an understanding of the prophetic truths of God's Word and what God is calling us to at this time in order that we may be prepared to stand among the faithful in the very end. And so as we go into this subject, I would ask you to go with me in your Bibles to the book of Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6, and let's open with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, illuminate our minds and our hearts. I pray that I will not be seen, but that you will be seen. Glorify your name, Lord, and may Jesus be uplifted before us. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. All right, so Revelation chapter 6. I've been looking and studying recently the sixth seal. The reason for that is because I realize that there are many people, myself included, who are just learning, who have not taken seriously Ellen White's counsel, and also maybe those who believe that counsel but have not seriously gone to the Word of God and studied our history as well and studied the history of the 1800s and the 1700s to really see the very truth that God has revealed in His Word come to pass. And so as we look at this, this is one of the reasons I'm looking at this, because I'm realizing we really have to know what we believe and why we believe it. And ultimately, friends, as we stand before the courts, we have to really know our Bibles. Right now within the Adventist Church, we may be able to have sermons and do many different sermons on different subjects, and we may be able to quote Ellen White back to back. But as you read her counsels, we receive a warning, and that is that we must be able to substantiate what we believe from Scripture. In other words, we have to see it where it is. We have to see it in the spirit of prophecy. We have to look at it. We have to study it as it's there. But then as we present it before others, friends, we have to learn how to bring out what we saw in the spirit of prophecy in Scripture. Because we know that Ellen White does not contradict the Bible, nor the Bible, the Lord's messenger. But she warns us, she says, as we come before the world, friends, as we stand before the courts, as we stand before our persecutors in the end, we cannot say, Ellen White says. We will have to be able, as a result of studying all that we have studied in the writings of Scripture and also in her writings, we'll have to be able to substantiate it from the Bible. And we know that she would never say something that's not in Scripture. But it is our duty as a people to take time to truly study so that we can see what she's saying in Scripture. We know that all the prophets throughout Scripture has had the spirit of prophecy. And the reason God raised them up was so that they could bring the people back to the Word of God. Many usually have their own private interpretations concerning the word that God has already given. But as a result of that, there's so many divisions. Hence, God raises up prophets throughout history to guide his people back to no private interpretation, but a correct understanding of the text, and to reprove the people of God for idolizing their own private interpretations over that which has been revealed. And that's how it's always been. Elamite is no different. God raised up prophets to guide his people back to a correct, present that understanding before the world. We had better learn how to be able to show it from the Bible. If we cannot do this, friends, the crisis will meet us unprepared. As A.T. Jones stood before the courts, stood before, I believe it was the 50th Congress in 1888, as he stood before them, I'm sure he knew many of the things that Ellen White had said. Never did he use any quotations from the spirit of prophecy to substantiate his arguments. The principles were there, for sure, but it came from moral, what is called moral philosophy. And both the Bible gives us a call to understand those things, and also inspiration calls us to be able to come at people, well, not to come at people, but to have discussions with them from that level. And what does that mean? That means that you are able to match logic with logic. You are able to have a healthy understanding of how to win people by reasoning with them. You are able to use certain logical and wise arguments that are not argumentative, but arguments to win that individual. And that's what we're told, actually, as we look back in our history. As A.T. Jones stood before Senator Henry Blair, he was questioned more than anyone else that came and stood against the Sunday Law Bill. Questioned more than anyone else, but God used him through matching logic with logic, actually logic against ignorance. God was able to use him. And looking also, having an understanding of history, God was able to use him in order to defeat the purposes of the passing of the National Sunday Law. Because once the National Sunday Law was passed, if it had passed, that is now the activation of the Mark of the Beast. And God knew that his people were not ready. But I say that to say, as you look back at the pioneers and you look back at how they spoke and how they reasoned with people, it was from the scriptures. And Ellen White warned us to do that. And so this is why, to the ministers, to people who are endeavoring to preach, may we ever remember, as we get up on the pulpit on Sabbath morning, it is one of the most evangelistic opportunities that God has given us, coming who know nothing of our faith. So may we be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. May we be able to show that what we believe is in the Word, and not say, hey, you know what, I'm going to show you from the Word, but then in our sermon, the majority of our sermon are Ellen White quotes. May we be able to have that wisdom and that balance. And I have begun to learn that only within the past few years. And so I say this to myself, that as right now, having a church that I'm a lay pastor over, having people from the Church of God Seventh Day, having people from Pentecostal churches, having people from Church of God assemblies, having people from other Sunday churches, Baptists, and former Hebrew Israelites that have come out of the movement and are now looking for a more pure form of Christianity. As they come, friends, one of the things that God has taught me to do is to show the principles that I'm teaching strictly from the Word of God, and then give a quote at the end in that context. That's a quote from inspiration that summarizes the point that I'm making. Now, in a different platform, could I quote her more? Yes, in a deeper study. And that is something I seek to make the way for, and I urge you to do the same if you can as well, a place where you can get together and look at the spirit of prophecy even more in depth. But on Sabbath morning, it is one of the most evangelistic opportunities that we have. And people are looking to see, are Seventh-day Adventists truly a people of the book? Can they vindicate their answers from the Word of God? And Ellen White, as I mentioned before, calls us to do this, that in the context of unbelievers, to slowly guide them to the point where they can accept our writings. And how do we do so? By showing that we believe the Bible. And so as I've been looking at this, this is one of the reasons I've been studying this sixth seal. I was talking to a friend days ago, yesterday and today, and they actually really helped. Things that I've been researching is the sixth seal. Now, what does the sixth seal say? If you go in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12, it says there, "And I beheld when he," that is Jesus, contextually, "had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as a cloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. The heaven departed as a scroll." Now watch this, verses 14 through 17. "The heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Why? For or because the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Now verses 14 through 17 is a revelation, a depiction of the second coming. The Lamb is coming in the sky. Notice it doesn't symbolize Jesus as a lion in verse 16. Rather, it symbolizes him as a lamb. It is not necessarily for his intensity as a lion of the tribe, as a lion of the tribe of Judah, how ferocious he is. Friends, he is rather identified by how innocent he is, the lamb. And that's why these mighty men, these chief captains, these bondmen, these freemen run and hide themselves, because the guilt as they behold him, the guilt is overwhelming. The guilt as they behold his innocence, one who only desired their good, who desired their salvation, who was not against them, but who sought to save them. As they see him coming in the clouds, they remember every argument that was made against him, every rejection. These things are remembered, and the guilt is overwhelming, to the point that they run to hide themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, because they are seeing him coming on his throne. And so, friends, this is a manifestation. Verses 14 through 17 is a manifestation of the second coming. And this is why the clouds roll back. They roll back to prepare the way, to open the way so that people can see clearly the Son of God approaching the earth. And so, friends, this is a powerful text that we are reading at this moment, a powerful truth that is being revealed to us. All right? So as we're looking at this now, we're seeing that verses 14 through 17 is a depiction of what event? Depiction of the second coming. All right? So in light of this now, I'm going to read to you at this moment, I'll read to you Desire of Ages, page 739, this point of Jesus coming on his throne. Hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne. Desire of Ages, page 739 says, terrible will be the prayer. Terrible will that prayer be fulfilled in the great day of judgment when Christ shall come to the earth again. Not as a prisoner surrounded by a rabble will men see him. They will see him then as heaven's king. Christ will come in his own glory, in the glory of his Father, and the glory of the holy angels. 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands of angels, the beautiful and triumphant sons of God, possessing surpassing loveliness and glory, will escort him on his way. Do you see that? The sons of God will also be there. Friends, that's insane. Then shall he sit on the throne of his glory, and before him shall all be gathered, all the nations. All right? This is serious, what we're looking at here. We're seeing that, wow, this is a depiction of the second coming. So verses 14 through 17 is a depiction of the coming of Christ. That means then that verses 13 and verse 12 is a depiction of the history that transpires before the second coming. I pray that that makes sense. Verses 14 through 17 is a depiction of the events immediately prior to and leading up to the second coming, the appearance of Christ in the clouds of glory. That means then verses 13 and verse 12, which opens to us the sixth seal, has to take place sometime in history prior to the second advent. All right? So what this is revealing to us here is, as we go further back in the verses in chapter 6, 13 to verse 12 to verse 11 to verse 10 to verse 9, it's carrying us further and further back in history. Friends, I pray that that makes sense, that the logic is seen. Verses 14 through 17, the second coming. Therefore, verses 13 backward all the way to verse 1 must be leading us backward in history. This is why the seals are not in the future. When we look at the seven seals, the majority of the seals have taken place in the past. Because as you go back in the verses, you're going to see the fifth, the fourth, the third, the second, and the first seal. So we have to go backward in history in order to understand the seals. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to see that here today. So when does the sixth seal begin? This is something that I've been looking at, and my mind has been blown away by what I've been coming to an understanding of. Not that I didn't understand when the events described took place. I knew, since I came into the movement, when those events took place. But there are many today who say, Akeem, there's been so many. For example, you read verse 12 and it says, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. Akeem, there's been so many earthquakes. So, I mean, what's the big deal about Jesus opening the seal and there being a major earthquake? There's been so many earthquakes. So how are you going to tell when this actually happened? It says, and the sun became as black as a cloth of hair. Akeem, there's been eclipse after eclipse after eclipse, the sun being darkened. And the moon became as blood. There's been many blood moons. So what's the difference? And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth. I've seen shooting stars. I haven't, but many people have seen shooting stars, probably sometimes multiple stars. So, I mean, what's the difference? And this is why we have to understand the history. As we look at the seals, we're looking at the history of God as he interacts with human beings and as he shows them signs and wonders in order to get their attention. Now notice, I want you to notice this. It says, and I beheld in verse 12 when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was an earthquake. We're going to come back to that. But then it says, and the sun became black as the cloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Now it's very interesting. F.N. Haskell, studying history, and this probably happened just prior to his birth. F.N. Haskell, one of our pioneers, and this is why we are told, we need only fear for the future as we forget God's leading in our past history and his teachings. Many focus on the teachings, but they are not students of history to see the Bible come alive in a new way. So F.N. Haskell says in his book, Story of the Seer of Patmos, pages 120 and 121, the following. 8 writers of the Bible give the signs in the sun, moon, and stars as heralds of the last day. So John the Revelator is talking about it here in Revelation. But there are 7 others along with John who have spoken of these very same events concerning the sun becoming as black as a cloth of hair, the moon becoming as blood, the stars falling from heaven. And who are they? 8 writers of the Bible give the signs in the sun, moon, and stars as heralds of the last day. 4 of these are Joel, Amos, Isaiah, and Ezekiel wrote before the time of Christ concerning these events. The other 4 are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Not the Gospel of John, but John as he writes it down in the Revelation, as we're reading it right here in the 6th seal in verse 12. 3 of whom repeat the words given by the Savior himself. That's Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The description of the signs in the heavenly bodies given by these 8 writers points out at least 13 peculiarities, and that's why we have to compare Scripture with Scripture, which unmistakably indicate the time and nature of their occurrence. So for example, all right, Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12 tells us that, hey, these signs are to take place prior to the coming of Christ. Verses 12 and 13 must take place prior to the coming of Christ, because verses 14 through 17 is the coming of Christ, right? So verses 13 and 12 have to take place before. But when does it take place prior to the second coming? At what specific time does this happen? Because it has to be that the Bible is telling us to look out for a certain great earthquake, a certain time when the sun became black as a cloth of hair, and when the moon became as blood, because there have been so many earthquakes and blood moons and stars falling from heaven. So when is it before the second coming that is being referenced to, that we should be looking for? This is why we must compare it to the other parts where the same prophecy is revealed and foretold. And so as you look at the book of Matthew, it's very powerful. You look at the book of Matthew chapter 24, and Jesus states the following. This is powerful, very powerful, friends. It states, now notice this, verse 15 of Matthew 24 says the following. When you therefore, now remember, I want you to keep in mind, in Matthew 24 verses 1-3, we find that there are 3 questions that the disciples ask Jesus Christ in regards to the temple. And they ask it to him privately, because what Jesus says concerning the temple can be seen as definite treason. It says in verse 1, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, look at what happens here. So what Jesus says in verse 2, will be taken as treason by the Jewish leaders and the people. So the disciples don't say anything in response to what Jesus says yet. But verse 3 tells us what they did instead. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately. See, they came to him secretly because what he said was so intense. They came unto him privately saying, 3 questions. Tell us, when shall these things be? That means in reference to the destruction of the temple. And what shall be the sign of thy coming? That is in reference to the second coming and of the end of the world, which is what the second coming brings about, the end of the world. So 3 major questions are asked here. And Jesus, what he does, and this is why we have to be so careful as we are reading Matthew chapter 24, because Jesus then takes those 3 questions and he takes them and he intermingles them in one. So hence, the chapter, certain portions are chronological, but after those portions that are chronological are stated, there's a going back or going forward in history. And that's why we have to be able to study it carefully, comparing scripture with scripture to understand, okay, when does Jesus end one portion, go backward, and or go forward? When does he? When is he talking about the destruction of Jerusalem? And when is he talking about the end of the world? Because all of them are united together. Why? Because the destruction of Jerusalem due to the apostasy of Israel is a symbol and a parallel for the destruction of the world at the end of time due to the apostasy of the world itself from God. And so Jesus takes the two events and he brings them, he parallels them to one another because they are so similar. Hence it says here, watch this, right? Verse 4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So he's talking about the end, right? So this is the end of the world here. But the end of the world is not yet. But just prior to it, there's going to be wars, false Christ, rumors of wars. There's going to be a lot of trouble. But you must not be troubled. Why? For nation, because there's more to come. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. But Lord, there's always been pestilences and earthquakes in divers places and political strife and nation rising against nation. So what's the difference? The difference is verse 8. All these are the beginning of sorrows. The Greek to sorrows means birth pangs. A woman having labor time goes forward slowly during the nine-month process, bringing her to the event of the child being born. But in that nine-month process, at the very time that the child begins to grow in the womb, it's the beginning. As time goes on, there's sickness. At times, there's sick feelings. Time comes closer and closer to the child being born. There is pain, and the pain intensifies to such point that just before the child is born, the pain intensifies to such a degree that it is unbearable. The frequency and intensity of the pain totally goes upward to the point that it feels, may feel like, this is never going to end, and the pain is unbearable. So the frequency intensifies, it proliferates, and that's what Jesus is saying. He's not saying that there has not been nation rising against nation or kingdom against kingdom or famines and pestilences or earthquakes in different places before. Friends, that has always happened throughout human history since the fall. But what he's saying is that at the end of time, these things will proliferate. They will intensify. As a woman coming to the point of having her child, the pain intensifies and the frequency goes up. In the same way, these natural disasters, such as earthquakes and pestilences and famines, these political strife, the nation rising against nation, and the arising of false messiahs and wars and rumors of wars, it will intensify in its frequency. All right? The response to that will be that we will be blamed, because it says in verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And look at what happens here. As we go down, verse 14 is the end of a specific section, because then it says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall what? The end come. That's the end of the world. So one section taken care of. So Jesus speaks of the end of the world. But then Jesus does something else. So now he brings us to the end of the world. Verse 15, he takes us back now to Jerusalem. Because you remember, he's comparing the end of the world. He's comparing the destruction of Jerusalem to the end of the world. So now from verse 15 onward, from verses 1 onward, or verse 4 onward to verse 14, Christ brings us to the end of time. But in verse 15 onwards, he brings us in a specific section, as we're going to see, he brings us back to the time when Jerusalem was destroyed. Hence he says, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is in the housetop come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath. All right? Now, notice that part from verses 15 to 20. If you compare this with the same discourse by Jesus given in the stories of Luke and also Mark, Mark 13 and Luke 21, the same message of Jesus is given, the same subject. They all recorded it, but they brought it from different angles, giving more detail, especially Luke, on this same sermon he gives, or the same discourse, because he's just speaking to his disciples now. And as you compare verses 15 to 20 with the other gospel for John, you begin to realize he's specifically speaking in verses 15 to 20 about the Roman armies coming and totally destroying Jerusalem along with the temple. And historically, this has shown that not one stone was left upon another. All right? So we're realizing here, verses 4 to 14 brings us to when? The end of the world. But then Jesus says, I'm going to show you something that's about to happen in your lifetime that will be compared to the end of the world. Because you asked, hey, when is the temple going to be destroyed? So I'm going to tell you about the event that will bring the destruction of the temple. As you compare it to Luke and Mark, Jesus says, when you see the Roman army surrounding Jerusalem, he says, let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. The same phrases are used, and that's how you know it's the same message, just recorded from different perspectives in Luke and Mark. Now, I want you to watch this, all right, as we begin to wrap up here. After this, Jesus then reveals there's a tribulation that comes sometime after the destruction of Jerusalem. Now, friends, this is very interesting, because in verse 21, Jesus says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So in other words, the days of the tribulation, not just the days of the tribulation, but the days of the great tribulation. But notice when this happens in a chronological sense. Verses 15 to 20 is talking about the destruction of Jerusalem, including the temple. But then Jesus says, sometime after that, a great tribulation is going to take place, such as never been. And apparently it will last many days. Hence Jesus says in verse 22, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, the days were shortened. Do you see that? So God had to cut it short, because if it had continued going on, the saints would have been wiped out. Now, friends, what great tribulation place following sometime later after the destruction of Jerusalem? When was the next major time that a persecution came to the true church of God that had it not been shortened, the Christian church would have been wiped out and annihilated. Friends, I tell you, it is not the Roman, it is not the persecution by pagan Rome. For every time a Christian was taken into the Colosseums, where they were eaten by lions, or things were done to them to take their lives, pagan Rome and by the Caesars, friends, for every Christian that died, tens, 20 or more popped up. So we're not talking about that. But friends, the great tribulation that took place was none other than the Dark Ages, a time that lasted so long that the prophecy tells us, as we compare Daniel and Revelation, that it would last 1,260 years. This is why it says, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, I want you to see how we know this is the dark age persecution. Because check this out. This is what Jesus says later on. Look at this. It says in verse 29, immediately elation of those days. That's in reference to what? What tribulation? Verse 21. And verse 22 says those days. For the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Immediately after the tribulation of those days. Now look at what happens. Verse 29. This is how we know it has to be the tribulation of the dark ages. Because it says then immediately after the tribulation of those days, watch this, shall the sun be darkened. Whoa. And the moon shall not give her light. Interesting. And the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then notice the next event, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Do you see it? Revelation chapter 6, the sixth seal is shown in Matthew 24, verses 29 and 30. But you see, now we have a starting point for when the dark day came, for when the moon became blood red and when the stars fell. When did it happen? Immediately after the tribulation of those days. Which days? The time of the dark ages. Immediately after the persecution or the affliction that was brought to God's people during the dark ages, there was signs and wonders that took place showing the people of God that not long from now, Christ will come. Which is what Revelation 6 reveals to us, verses 12 through 17. So we're seeing here that we are looking for the darkening of the sun, not at any period of history. We're looking for that sign just after the time of the Great Tribulation. And the reason it's called great is because it lasted 1,260 years. So this is not talking about the time of trouble, when Michael stands up. There will be a tribulation then for sure. But this is talking about another tribulation, the tribulation that took place for 1,260 years of papal supremacy. So now we have a time period as to when we must look for the dark day. And friends, we're going to find out something interesting about this dark day. We're going to find out next week. So stay tuned. This is very interesting because many are calling this. They're saying, well, it was just an eclipse. Stay tuned. And we're going to find out next week a little more about that. But with that, I pray that this made sense, friends, because what this reveals to us is Jesus was an intense student of Bible prophecy. He was the Word of God to such a point that he gave such detail as to let us know when the sun would be darkened. He knew exactly when. He knew exactly when. And he gives us that idea, that understanding, so we will know as well. Now, if Jesus knows such details of prophecy, surely he knows the details of your life. And he cares about you. And friends, knowing those details, friends, he wants to be involved in your life. He wants to show you these things. God reveals this. Christ reveals this to show us, intricately aware of what is happening to us. Nothing happens to us that takes him by surprise. Christ is aware of the situation you may be facing right now. And friends, he is working all things out to save you. He cares for you. All of this is revealed to help us to know that God cares for us and he is working for our salvation. Let's have a word of prayer as we close. Father in heaven, pray that these things made sense. And guide us, O Lord, and help us to gain a deeper understanding. I pray the things that I said here made sense. I pray that the people were able to understand it. And Lord, that we may realize and remember that we have a more sure word of prophecy whereunto we do well to take heed, as a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in our hearts. Do this work in us, Lord, that Jesus may arise in us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen, amen. Oh, thank you, Brother Akeem, for this message, I tell you. And one thing that I wanted to share, that as Sister Powell, Brother Akeem, was mentioned, that blessing what they had done there in Jamaica, how they are building the home for this lady. And as they building, you know, they are trusting in God that the people are coming there to help. They will show up, you know, because the material, she gets the material there, but she needs people to show up. And these are volunteers mostly. She can't afford to pay because on little donation and her little income, the Lord is leading her to build this lady a house. Now she went there and she saw the lady home and it wasn't fit. And she said, Sister Leola, the Lord want us to help. And Sister Powell went there on a mission as the Lord sent her. Excuse me. And I mentioned to Sister Powell tonight as she was talking, brother, just as you were saying to us, how Jesus knows what we're going through, and he see it all. And just as I was telling Sister Powell, Christ see just what she's doing, building a home for someone that is not able. That's the same thing. He sees what she's doing. Her heart, she have, you know, her age is 80, going on plus now. And the fact that her feet, you know, when you get older, you know, even me at 60, I'm 60 plus, but even me at my age, I feel something. But she has a greater, God has blessed her longer. But the Lord is seeing everything we're going through, brothers and sisters. Sister Powell, you may be going through trying to build that house, pleading with God to send some funds that you can continue to build that house. But just what Brother Akeem just said, God see it all. I told her, Brother Society, if God just can roll that curtain back and show you what he see and what he's doing for you right now, I don't know if you able to take it. That would really just break it. Like the Bible says, what did happen to Isaiah? What happened to all those that had those visions? They fainted. They couldn't contain it. So I just praise God what we heard tonight. We got to trust God, brothers and sisters, knowing that if your child is going through something, if our sons, our daughters, our mothers, our fathers, we don't have what the world has. But you know what? We have Christ. We have his word. And long as we trust, that's all we need. Because he will provide. What did he tell us? The wealth of the rich is laid up for the just. So believe it, trust it, and he will carry us through. So I'm going to play this song as we getting ready to close. And Brother Pastor, you know, we addressed in Pastor Akeem.
and it's right, because he has gotten his degree and Dorio's situation right now, but he's gotten his degree. So we giving him the respect as God has allowed him to pastor. He is pastoring. He teaching. He pastoring a lot of people. So we just use Pastor Akeem. And may God continue to bless you as you bring the word and increase all of your finance and work it out for you that you are able to bless more people. And brothers and sisters, we praying that Brother Akeem would be one of them, will come to Louisiana to be able to share the gospel out here to these men and women that don't know God. Amen. So we're going to play this song and we're going to let everyone go. God bless and may he be with you in his peace and his love while we sleep tonight. Amen. And I will play this scripture song.
Eagles, they shall run.